Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, January 14th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has released iOS 14.4 Beta 2 to public and developer beta testers. The company has also released the second beta of macOS Big Sur 11.2. These updates focus on refinements more than new features, but there is one change worth noting, and it comes in the form of bad news for some M1 Mac users. 9 to 5 Mac has found evidence that Apple might stop users from sideloading unsupported iOS applications on their Apple Silicon Mac. So as a bit of background, the Apple Silicon Macs allow users to run iOS and iPad applications on their Mac, but developers can opt out of allowing these apps to be installed on the Mac. This is the path that many developers have taken, including apps like Netflix and Hulu, which are not available in the Mac App Store. But with that being said, in current versions of macOS, you can manually install iOS apps such as Netflix, Instagram, and Facebook on an M1 Mac by using their respective IPA files downloaded under a valid Apple ID. But based on internal code that is shared between iOS 14.4 and macOS Big Sur 11.2, Apple will implement a new system that will block these iOS apps from running on the Mac. So this means you'll only be able to install iPhone and iPad apps on your M1 Mac when they're available in the Mac App Store. No sideloading will be supported. So if a developer opts out of making their app available in the Mac App Store, you're out of luck. The code found by 9to5 Mac is related to the APIs that manage the digital rights management, or DRM, protections of the operating system. As of right now, Apple has not yet flipped this switch, and you can still sideload applications, but this is a change that Apple will likely enable remotely once the update is available for all users. In other news, WhatsApp is attempting to clarify some changes to its privacy policy after immense backlash. The Facebook-owned messaging service has published a new FAQ page to its website, saying that the changes going into effect on February 8th only affect businesses who use WhatsApp, not individual users. In 2016, after Facebook acquired WhatsApp, WhatsApp began sharing data with the social network by default, but users still had the ability to opt out. Then last week, a report suggested that WhatsApp would begin sharing user data with Facebook on February 8th and would remove the option to opt out. The report was based on changes that WhatsApp had made to its privacy policy, but now, according to the company itself, this change actually doesn't affect user messaging. Instead, it includes changes related to when you message a business using WhatsApp, something the company points out is completely optional. WhatsApp explains that messaging with a business is different than messaging with friends or family. Large businesses often need to use hosting services to manage their communication, and WhatsApp says this is why it's now giving businesses the option to use hosting services like Facebook. So now that WhatsApp is giving businesses the option to use hosting services from Facebook, it needed to update its privacy policy to acknowledge that Facebook would have access to that data. So ultimately, this means that communication on WhatsApp between friends and family should be unaffected by this privacy change going into effect on February 8th. But keep in mind that when you communicate with businesses, your data is not as secure as when messaging friends and family. And if you're still looking to ditch WhatsApp altogether because of the Facebook ties, we have some recommendations on alternatives at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Belkin has announced that it is issuing a voluntary recall for its portable wireless charger and stand special edition that was sold in Apple retail stores and online. The Belkin wireless charger is being recalled because of fire and shock safety hazards. Belkin says that it will be issuing a refund to all affected users. The problem itself is said to be caused by a manufacturing defect in the power supply unit, which can cause the accessory to malfunction and overheat. Belkin goes on to write that if you have purchased this accessory, it is important that you immediately stop using it, disconnect it from any power supply, and contact them for further instructions. As of right now, Belkin says that no injuries or property damage have been reported because of this defect, and only chargers sold between July 2020 and October 2020 are affected by the recall. The Belkin wireless charger features a 2-in-1 power bank and charging stand design. It allows users to charge their iPhone at home, placed on a vertical stand, or with the 10,000 mAh battery pack while on the go. In fact, Apple still sells an updated version of this charger today. So if you have one of the affected Belkin chargers, you can apply for a refund and learn more on the Belkin website and on the United States Consumer Product Safety Commission website, both of which can be found in the show notes. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.